If you're a person that's constantly doing stuff, you've probably already come to the conclusion that perfectionism is either overrated or some fairy tale, and that people act like they have it together. They're usually just winging the shit out of life. And there's usually a lot of TikToks and social media stuff that goes around about this, but I really wanted to come to the forefront of all this and be like, just doing is the best option that you could ever do. I have been doing a massive experimentation with my content. I'm a creator also. I hate saying that term. It sounds so damn cheesy at this point. But I make content online. I've been doing it for years, and I'm a streamer, and we had a great stream today. Also, lots of viewers, lots of fun, lots of new followers. And we've been having great streams this past week, starting last week, going into this week with massive momentum. And what I have noticed, although like algorithms are weird and they can hinder your views at times if you don't follow like their rules, what I have noticed is that just posting like raw, authentic content, even which is me talking a la this podcast, but also my content is also treated as a podcast because I play games and I stream video games also, but I also talk in between, or I talk during the games and I'm hanging out with chat. I have chat all on screen and stuff. And so it kind of just creates like it goes all into the conclusion of that you're the content. You know, when I started making a decision that I was going to step back and stop trying to make content and instead just become the content. So now we have been becoming the content. And although like the algorithm kind of and sometimes some things are lower views at times because we're not really following their niche or whatever they want us to do, YouTube and TikTok and stuff, viewers can't go down, but they're far more quality views than just trying to go viral all the time. And I noticed that has helped out a lot. A lot of it is also very organic, very authentic, very transparent type content, rough around the edges at times, not as best edited. And usually those are doing very solid still. And just being myself at the end of the day, I made a huge promise that I was like, you know what? Fuck all this perfectionism stuff. Like, fuck all this bullshit of trying to like be liked by people. That's another thing. I always was trying to like be liked and accommodate everybody. And I was just like, yo, if they want to make time, they'll come hang out. If they want to make time, they'll be part of my life. And so I stopped trying all that shit. And I noticed how much happier I am, how better I feel every day, and how much more fulfillment and freedom I do have. Because the long talk that I had with God, I was like, you know what, God, like, I have a sick mother right now, and she is basically at the back end of her life and bed rest for the rest of her life permanently, unless there's some type of miracle. And I noticed like, if I'm going to be ending up on that type of situation, I told myself every day that I'm just going to make content that I enjoy. I'm going to do shit that I enjoy, and I'm going to just like keep having faith and keep, I don't know, man, just keep structuring something that at least is organized. Because I don't know what the hell is going to happen next week. I don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. Like, life can shift on you so fast. And that's how I notice every day now. I have been to amplifying the shit out of it. And people do say like, oh, YOLO, or live your life like it's a last. Like, and I had people ask me that. I just had somebody ask me that on stream too. You know, I'm working out. Like, what's the pure motivation? I was like, you get one life, dog. Like, people walk around like, we're going to live twice. Like, literally just do whatever you feel. I mean, obviously make sure it's right, don't be doing some stupid shit, but whatever in your heart that feels right, even if you don't really see the financial payout of it. Like me, sometimes I don't even know, like, man, I don't know if I'm gonna lose a lot of money doing this risk or what I'm gonna be doing. I just noticed the sense of perfectionism is just out the window for me. I try to be this perfect individual for all my life, and I noticed that as I pass by people, as I keep getting older, as I keep putting my head down and just chipping around at the foundation of my dreams, I look up and I notice that I don't need to look around at other people. I notice that I'm in a league in my own, you know, and that's not to ruffle my own feathers. It's just because when I look up, I'm like, holy fuck, like I've been on TED Talks. I've amassed hundreds and thousands of followers and subscribers. I have multiple YouTube channels. I keep myself in shape. Even in my 30s, I look in the best. I take care of myself. I groom. I take care of my home. All my priorities are paid. I have an amazing credit score. Like, there's just so much shit that I have built. I have a master's degree. I run businesses. I've traveled the world multiple times, more before the age of 30, before anyone possibly, always all the way up until their 70s. There's people around my neighborhood that have never even left their neighborhood. And I've left the states and multiple times. And so, like, these are all things where I'm like, damn, like, I don't really get up and like just smell the roses around me at times, and that's all me. And so perfectionism is what I wanted to share with you on this podcast today, because perfectionism should never be something that we're aiming or striving towards to be, because I tried that shit for a long time. And although it did help us get results, it wasn't necessarily the best thing. It wasn't the perfectionism that got me the results, though, is what I noticed. It's the execution that got me the results and the consistency, the preparation. Like, preparation is full on magic in this lifetime, man. I notice when my gym clothes are set up. I notice when my content is all sorted out and edited for the whole week. I notice when I have things like mentality. If I'm making music, I still make music also, so I'm doing that. I notice when all that is sorted out, a game plan is sorted out, mini goals, lifetime goals, I'm like, damn. Then it starts to become real, because you start seeing it day by day. Then you start feeling it, smelling it. It's just like everything just starts coming to its senses, and it just starts attracting it a lot better. I don't know, man. It's so weird to explain. But I do know that just trying to be a perfect individual and acting like you know it all, or acting like just trying to put on a show in front of other people, is just not the right move. It's never will be. As much as all these people act like they think they got it together, everybody wings life all the way to the end. Like, even Gary Vee says that really good. He just says some shit like that. Like, even people in their 50s and 60s, they just, you know, they're still winging shit. They don't even know what the fuck they're doing. I noticed when I got to my mom had me in her late 30s. I'm in my 30s now. I notice now, like, I'm far more accomplished than she ever has been. But it's not the notion of that. The notion is like, oh shit, like, my mom was just like winging life, man. My mom didn't know either. Like, she was just like day by day just trying to hustle and do stuff. And so I appreciate that more too. I'm like, damn, I'm just kind of just like, whatever. I have my goals intact, but I never know what's really going to happen. I just control the controllables, and just whatever the uncontrollables are, I just leave it to fate. And I'm just like, here's what I feel like is right, I guess, in my heart. So let me just keep moving forward with this. And I notice, starting from the social media, that nothing was perfect. I noticed every social media piece of content I keep posting, like, none of it ever becomes this perfect thing. But it also, the only thing that becomes the best thing is the execution of it, posting it, sharing it, being the best that I can be, and just trying to improve every day. And it's just this constant chase. So if you don't appreciate it, it's like you'll never get there. And so that's why I always know that, like, damn, like, fuck the perfectionism, man. I would rather put execution, preparation, and like gratitude up there way more than just trying to be like this A1 individual all day and night. I noticed just being myself and just chilling and streaming and working out and just posting videos and just being myself overall, branding wise, is far more the better payout than I could ever imagine, man. So if this message resonates with you, man, you can hit me up on my streams, man. I live stream every day, man. God bless with all that, because I've been grateful for that. Come through, come hang out, man, and let us know that you found us on the podcast. I do have people that hit me up on Instagram often that are like, I wouldn't say like every day often, but I at least get one like once a week. They're like, hey, I came across your podcast, or I came across more of your fitness stuff that was a little bit more motivational. So we're not trying to be motivational. We just want to be practical and just actually give you the real shit when it comes to just hope and dreams. You know what I mean? I appreciate you. Peace.